Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, wow, what a glorious, glorious day this is. I hope everyone is living at the most absolutely phenomenal place in their lives today. Guess what? I want to ask you a question. What do these numbers mean to you? See if you can guess. The numbers 421, 208, and 213. 421, 208, and 213. What do they mean to you? Well, no, they're not lottery numbers, so don't be going down writing that down, although they could be. They are, in a way, a lottery number for someone that has done what my guest has done today. You know, talk about a winning role model. What does it mean to be somebody that knows the battle that people are going through right now in this country, the level of obesity in this country? And more importantly, what is it that folks want to know? And today, I get to chat with the Biggest Loser Season 10 at-home winner, Mark Penhasovich. And I hope I got the correct pronunciation on his name. The bottom line, though, is you're going to get to talk with someone that understands the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the significance of what it means to take your life back. Now, Mark has been traveling the world, and he has been telling people what his story was like. So when you hear the numbers 421, 208, and 213, you're going to hear something besides what it was we saw on a reality television show. What you're going to be able to hear about from this amazing individual is what his life has become and what it felt like to be voted off the ranch and to come back in a huge, huge way. You're gonna get to chat with him about what a fit camp is, what it needs to be, and what he believes is our greatest challenge and our greatest opportunity right now. So it is with great honor and pleasure, I'd love to introduce you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, you know, those numbers, what they represent is those are the numbers that that registered when you got on the scale, beginning weight 421. Your current weight, 208.
Mark, you know, we were talking about your journey, what it was like to see those numbers on the scale, but more importantly, you know, what this transition meant to you personally. You know, when you talk about around the world, and now you've become, of course, a role model for so many people, there is a theme to what you have to say. Have you seen things change in the public's eyes since you won home challenge and where you are today and what people are sharing with you?
My life has done a complete 180-degree turn. Beforehand, I was really down on myself. I thought that was all life had to offer for me. But going through this humongous transformation and experience, I was really able to find a sense of self-worth. And that's what I try to, the message I try to spread to people is to find that self-worth. You are worth it. You know, don't think that, you know, don't go through the motions of life anymore. Really grasp it and go for it.
Well, what you do is, of course, you inspire people. Well, what do you think folks are saying? What do they say to you? What does it seem to be their greatest challenge right now?
I hear I like to call it like a lot of excuses. You know, I don't like to be mean about it when I talk to people, but I if they tell me, oh, well, I don't have time to work out. I tell them, well, find the time to work out, you know, to find little bits, you know, where otherwise, like, maybe you would be watching TV or you'd be doing this. You can piece together enough time to work out. Or if you don't have that much time, you can modify your diet. Modifying your diet doesn't take any time, you know. So it's just these little things that people come up with. You know, you can call them excuses, what have you, but I try to help them work through that.
You know, we can only imagine, Mark, what it was like to be on the other side of watching reality television And all of us know that, you know, we get to see what they want us to see in terms of the successes, the challenges people have. And, you know, the question I think that most people have on their minds is, you know, could folks have done this on their own? What is it about being on the ranch that you attribute to your success?
Well, for me, and I'm sure it was for a lot of other people, it was just getting away from life for a little bit, kind of hitting the reset button, because I went out there, and, you know, I didn't have the job to deal with out there, friends and family and all that stuff. So I really got a chance to focus on myself and take a look back. Obviously, hindsight is 20/20, and I'm thinking, you know, I probably could have done this on my own. I wouldn't have done it in the 6.5 months that it took me. Probably would have taken a little bit longer, like a year, but it would have been able to have been achieved, because I was on the ranch for 3 months. We were all out there for the max for 3 months. We also had 3.5 months where we were at home training for the finale, which was live. And I was able to see that, you know, I was able to do it at home just as well as I was able to do it on the ranch. I lost an additional 84 pounds in the last 3.5 months when I was home. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but maybe that was just a little spark I needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there is childhood obesity is on the rise. You know, when you read the information and you see the level of diabetes, juvenile and otherwise, rising, you know, what does it make you do? What does it make you want to do?
First of all, it makes me just want to go outside and scream because it's just, it hurts me. It really hurts me now to go out and see obese children out there. Because when I was growing up, and I'm not that old, you know, I'm 32, but even when I was growing up 20 years ago, there weren't that many obese children. I was not an obese child. I was outside playing, doing my stuff. And I want to help everybody, but the thing is, I don't blame the children at all. If I do any sort of program, with like a school with younger children, I encourage, almost demand that the parents come in as well, because the education starts with the parents. I have to teach them how to teach their children. They have to lead by example. So it, you know, both, that goes hand in hand, the parents and the children.
You know, when we take a look at, our own lives, and all the excuses we have, it's clear to me that you had a strategy. And it's clear to me, you know, I'm watching this season's Biggest Losers, you know, it's clear to me that people kind of have a strategy to getting things done. I don't know if you saw the show last week, but clearly pointed to someone that had an emotional breakdown and went on a binge. And I think all of us saw her vulnerability and how easy it was to do that. One of the things that seemed to come up is the lack of support on her family side for what she was doing at the ranch. Let's talk about that, because I think there are a lot of things we can push through, Mark, and you know this as well. But what would it be like if you did not have the support you have? I mean, clearly, with this contestant, you know, her husband, I guess, wanted her home, or, you know, it was a very odd situation. They didn't really say, but that was the gist of it. And that was enough for her to binge. Is it really that easy to slip?
Well, of course it's that easy. I've had slip-ups, you know, since I've lost all the weight. I'm human. It happens. But you know what? I don't beat myself up over it. Okay, mm-hmm. I said I can't change it. It happened. I had the slip up. You know, I went to the drive-thru and ordered 10 items off the dollar menu. Whatever, it happened. I moved forward. I try to be proactive about it rather than be reactive about it, and really plug forward. And you were saying about the support network and everything. I wanted to say a little bit about that, is that maybe she didn't have the best support network at that time, but again, she has to be proactive about it and find the people that are going to support her, because it's very tough to do on your own. I reached out for support when I got home from the ranch. I actually reached out to previous contestants from the show, you know, because they'd been through it, and I wanted to know how they made through it, you know, so we're able to piece stuff together. And it's, a lot of people see it as they think of it as a sign of weakness by reaching out for support. I see it as a sign of strength by admitting that it cannot be done on your own and looking for that support.
You know, when we look at our lives, you have been through the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, And you came back to win the at-home challenge, which was an enormous, enormous coup for you. What was it like for you in that moment that you were voted off? What went through your mind? And this is, I guess, kind of important because that in itself is a major obstacle. You know, having to go through the process and then, you know, having to go through the experience of being voted off, I mean, that is an emotional roller coaster ride that you guys go through every week. How did you handle that?
Well, it was extremely crushing and heartbreaking. You know, I would not have done the same if the roles were reversed. I wouldn't have, you know, voted off the stronger person. For that first night, I was crushed. And then a little angry for a couple days, you know, I went through all, you know, the range of emotions. But I didn't beat myself up over it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go into the finale and I'm going to lose more weight than any person on my season, including the finalists. Whoever the winner is, I'm going to lose more weight than him. So I went out there, and a lot of times when people first get home from the ranch, they actually go up in weight a little bit, just kind of like adjusting the home life, how it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I actually lost 6 pounds in the first 5 days.
Wow.
You are clearly determined. That I used that as fuel for my fire to keep going until the finale. I mean, I had 3.5 months at home, so I just kept it steamrolling.
It's great. And, you know, this is something now, let's talk about what it's like for other people, you know, to get on board with this, Mark. I mean, you know, the reason I ask about that is you're not just floating around doing talks, being on radio shows. You actually have a vision and you have a mission and, you know, how to lose the weight and then keep it off. You know, many people say, oh, you know, I go up, I go down. You know, what have you found in the scheme of things? What have you found to be the most important thing to make sure you do every day?
The most important thing I do every day is eat. A lot of people think in order to lose weight or to like maintain their weight, they have to starve themselves, which is the worst thing possible. Because when you starve yourself on a diet, and I never went on a diet. I still, to this day, I don't call it a diet. It was a lifestyle change. As soon as you start eating again, you're going to go right back up in weight. Your body's going to soak it right back in. So I found that you have to eat and eat often. It's very important.
Well, you know, part of this is sharing some of the keys, some of the things you learned, some of the snacks that you take. What is it that you can say about this notion of eating 5 times a day? Because you said eat often, and you know people mm-hmm. are saying this over and over again. Don't go without breakfast. You know, make sure you eat something. You know, take a snack. Do this. I don't think we even understand what a snack looks like. You know, a snack is not two egg sandwiches going through the drive-through.
No. A snack is not a meal. You know, I eat 5 times a day, but only 3 of them are meals. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I usually have my biggest meal is breakfast because that helps me fuel my day, which I recommend for everyone. You know, you want to eat at breakfast. Don't overeat at dinner, which dinner I call lean and green. I just do a simple protein and a side of veggies for dinner. But in between the meals, so in order to keep your metabolism going, I snack. And I do, you know, I don't have huge snacks. I have maybe a 200-calorie snack, 150-calorie snack, just something to keep me going. So also I'm not as hungry at my next meal, so I'm not going to overeat then. And if I have time, I'll prepack my snacks. I'll do something like a trail mix, and I'll rotate in what I feel like having that week. For instance, you know, maybe I'll do dried papaya, dried pineapple, and cashews, cranberries, what have you. But if I don't have time, I'm kind of a protein bar junkie, and I've tasted every protein bar under the sun. I actually found this one that's really good. I'm sorry?
I can imagine that you have tasted every protein bar. And, you know, isn't that the story of the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Yeah. There are a lot of protein bars that when you eat them, they kind of just taste like a protein bar. So they're not very satisfying. I actually found this one called the Ultimate Slurry Bar, which is awesome. It's low carb and high protein and actually has little bits of candy in it, like M&M's, Reese's, or Oreos, depending on the flavor. So you kind of like get that little trick in your brain, like you think you're having some kind of sweet little snack, but there's a lot of protein in there, so it helps keep you full to the next meal. You know, it's little things like this, you know, I can have on the go because I'm on the road a lot. So these are things that are easy to carry with me.
One of the things that I, one of the questions that come, that has just come in from one of our listeners is this, Mark. Hi Mark, thank you so much. You've been such an inspiration for so many people. You mentioned, self-esteem earlier in the show. How do you do that? How does one keep that value of who they are? How does one make sure our self-esteem is intact? That's a great question.
That is a great question. It's a tough one to answer because it's different for every single person. What I recommend doing is just taking a step back for a moment and looking to see what is important to you in life. Whether it's family, friends, your work, you know, what have you. What's important to you and what's the best way to take care of that? And the best way to take care of that is you take care of yourself first. First and foremost, if you're better off, if you're happier and healthier, it's like a trickle-down effect, and it's going to spread around all over you. So I say keep your chin up and a smile on your face. That's my medication.
I think it's an absolutely phenomenal way to look at life. Certain things are, you know, going on. I mean, your situation prior to your weight gain was the story that many people are going through right now, and I don't think many of our listeners understand, you know, what happened to you in your life to bring this on to begin with. You know, you had some challenges, and but what you experienced in the world was very different than what you thought. I mean, share with our listeners what got you to that place of being the weight that you had gotten to.
Well, it wasn't an overnight weight gain. You know, I was an athlete in high school. I had an appetite to match that, but I worked out a lot. I was younger, so the weight, you know, wasn't on yet. Then I get to college, and my dorm happened to be right next door to my dining hall. So, and it was an all-you-can-eat dining hall, so, you know, I didn't have my mother's hand slapping me out of the way when I'm reaching for third and fourth portions of everything. And, you know, I attribute, like, the first 50 pounds of my weight gain just to me being a guy and loving to eat. But once it got to that point, I just didn't care anymore. Anytime I had a concern in my life, I was angry, sad, what have you, I just put a cork on my emotions with food. And that kept snowballing over the years. And I hit the low point when all at once I lost my job as a financial advisor. My father was going through cancer treatments. My grandmother had just passed away. So it was just everything was converged on me. And how did I medicate with that? Food. And you know that feeling that when you overeat, you immediately regret overeating because you have a bellyache and you're like, why did I do this? How do you treat
that feeling?
Oh, my
God, yeah.
More food. You know, it just, it was a snowball effect from there. And it just, my weight just kept going up, 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 up and up.
Well, you know, this is what we're finding with a lot of people. I mean, we are, as a society right now, for the most part, people are under, you know, just incredible emotional stress. Living on the edge, and you're right. I mean, you know, fast food organizations have made a point of making sure that they make their fast food affordable to people that are even in, you know, some very, very tough times. This emotional side of eating, how did you learn to manage that at the ranch? What were the lessons that you learned at the ranch for that?
Well, I learned that to stop treating food as like my drug, as my medication. Because, you know, I do call food a drug. It's the worst kind of drug of all because we're all addicts. You know, it's worse than smoking cigarettes or drinking alcohol because tell an alcoholic, okay, you have to stop drinking, but you still have to have 3 beers a day to survive. You know,
wow.
That's the way it is.
Right, that's
for,
different,
for,
yeah.
For us eating. You
yeah,
know, it's like
I hadn't thought about that.
We just can't stop eating,
mm-hmm.
You know? So I learned to stop seeing food as my drug, as my medication, and start seeing other ways to reward myself for something good. You know, for instance, if I had a great day, had a great week, what have you, treat myself with, like, a massage or a vacation or something, like, you know, like a road trip. You know, it just find other ways to reward yourself rather than getting that feeling. And I also learned how to throw myself into the gym. If I was having a down day and I felt like eating, I'd go to the gym instead, and I get that same endorphin rush that you get from eating a lot of food, except it lasts longer, and it doesn't make you feel as bad afterwards. You know, no one ever went through a workout and like, oh, I regret doing that workout. I feel awful now. No, you feel fantastic after a workout because you know you got something done.
Well, you know, this is really part of why I love talking to you, love bringing you on. You know, it is the conversation that's a very big conversation. You know, this idea of emotional eating, this idea of taking back your life. You know, taking back your life so that you can do the things that you absolutely want. You have now, Mark, been on a mission. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Mark about what his mission is. What is it about the camps, the new training facilities that, you know, he has helped launch? What is it about these facilities that will change the way people actually go through their day? And so when we come back, we'll be talking about Fit Camp, what it is, and why Mark is so absolutely jazzed about it. Yeah, 421. That was what Mark was when he started at the Biggest Loser Ranch. When we come back, we'll find out what he weighs today. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back to the show.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You can also send us a message if you go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side. What you're going to be able to find is a way to drop your question in. We've got a few questions coming in here as well. Joining me here today is, you know, somebody that knows what it's like to go through the struggles of going from this, what he calls himself, this former fat guy, you know, to the winning role model he is today. Mark Panacevich is joining us here today. Mark, you know, this is that former fat guy. I mean, I read that and I thought, wow, to be able to say that, and the key word is former in that statement. That's the key word. To go from that to where you are today is nothing short of a miracle given our society. How much weight have you actually lost? What are you kind of holding at? Because people always want to know that. You know, there's this story out there that once the people get off the Biggest Loser, they gain all their weight back. And you could see that some contestants have gained some weight back. But let's talk about you for a minute. You know, what is your traveling weight, as I like to call it right now? And how does that feel to you?
Well, it is true. Some of the people gain their weight back. You know, you don't fix all of life's problems in 6.5 months. So it's a work in progress for everyone, including me. I'm usually somewhere in the mid-240s as my weight, which is very comfortable for me. I actually got a little too skinny, you know, for the sake of the competition. So the doctor's like, you know, you have to gain about 20 pounds. I'm like, I know. So I'm very comfortable in the 240s. You know, if I start to creep near 250, that's when I kind of like reset things, like retune a little bit, trying to bring my weight a little back down. But, you know, like I said, I'm 6'3". I'm very wide, and I carry a lot of muscle on me because I do a lot of weight training. So the weight that I've added is mostly muscle. You know, could I lose 10 pounds? Of course, but I think that's pretty much everybody in the world to lose about 10 pounds.
Well, you know, what you said was really key. You know, this is what we call, my dad used to call it his fighting weight.
Yeah,
he's a big boxing guy, right? So he would call it his fighting weight. You know, meaning that, you know, before the boxers go in for a, you know, pretty big match, they have to put some stuff on so that they make sure they can go 9-10 rounds, whatever that is. But you seem to know yourself really well. you seem to know if I get to 250, I need to really ramp it up here. Where do you find the weight comes from for most people? Is it what they eat? Is it not exercising? Or would you say a combination of both?
I'll say it's about 75% nutrition and 25% sweat equity. It's, you know, if you feel like, you know, if someone says like, oh, well, like I said before, like, I don't have as much time to work out, well, eat less, you know, or, you know, my metabolism is slow, so you need to eat less. You know, it's, you have to find that balance where you need to be eating less. You're not overweight because you're under eating. You know, you're overeating.
One of the things that somebody said to me before is, you know, they commented on exercise and how important it is and how confusing it is. And let's just talk about the confusion around exercise, because this really leads us to the Fit Camp conversation.
Right.
If you have never gone on this road before, most people will say, exercise, I hate it. I don't want to do it. And that's an excuse. But the point is, when you actually dig deep, folks feel very intimidated by bringing themselves to the gym. They feel very intimidated by not knowing where to go and how to do it. And many people can't, you know, take money out of their budget, so to speak, and throw it up there for a trainer. So tell us about what you've discovered about exercise, and tell everybody a little bit about Fit Camp.
Okay. Well, you're right. Gyms can be extremely intimidating. You know, for a normal person walking into a gym, you know, your normal run-of-the-mill big box gym, you're going to see a bunch of guys screaming and lifting weights and a bunch of in-shape people running on treadmills. You know, do you really want to walk in there and just see all that? You're going to want to walk right back out. I don't like that type of concept. You know, if I need to do some cardio or just do some simple weights, whatever, that's fine. You know, someone like me, I can go in there, do my stuff and get out. But for normal people, you don't want that. You know, you need a supportive environment, like I talked about before. The support is so important. So, actually, when I was training for my finale, I trained out in Las Vegas for the last month, and I trained at Tap Out, which is a mixed martial arts gym out there, and I had a good rapport with a strength and conditioning coach. So afterwards, he has a great system. We decided to open a gym. It's called Amp Fit Camp. Now, we don't call it a boot camp, because boot camp scares away too many people. We call it a fit camp. So it's absolutely for everybody. And we do a lot of circuits, body weight exercises, functional workouts like ropes, tires, sleds, that type of stuff. Now, I have everybody training there. I mean, I could have a stay-at-home mom of three training next to a professional wrestler, training next to a plumber, training next to a businessman. It's for everybody. You know, you go at your own pace. And it's a very family-oriented, supportive environment. You're all going through it together. And a lot of people, you know, we're always joking around, having fun. So that way you want to do it, you know. You could spend $300-$400 a month on a personal trainer and not get the kind of results that you can get for something like that, because you're actually enjoying it and you're going to want to go to it. You know, that's what I always tell people. Like, well, I don't like to work out. I'm like, well, you haven't found a workout you like yet. You know, find a sport you like. Find an activity you like. I love to go hiking. I hate running, personally. I know some people who love to run, but, you know, which bores me, but I could go hiking in the woods for hours, which I love. You know, so it's really finding something that you like and enjoy, and you'll get addicted to it, and you'll do it over and over again.
Well, this is really part of, you know, the bigger conversation, the questions that, you know, folks seem to have. If you had to start somewhere at the beginning, what would be one of the first three things you would tell people to do right away?
Walk. Get off the couch and walk. That's what I tell people. Walking is free. After dinner, go out and walk for an hour. You don't have to, you know, run, sprint, anything like that. Just go for a nice walk. Get moving. And no matter how slow that you think you're going, you're still lapping everyone that's still sitting on the couch. So it's just, getting your body moving, to me, is the most important thing, the most important part of exercise, to keep it in motion.
You know, you've been watching the season as well. It's a little different, I think. What do you have to say about the coaches on The Biggest Loser? and how did they help you?
It's weird. Like I had a pretty good bond with Bob, who's, you know, still coaching on the show. And the first workout that we had, I was the first guy that he dragged off the treadmills from the warm-ups in order to throw through one of his legendary circuits, which are supposed to break you, kill you, you know, you're on the ground crying and everything. So he threw me through one of his circuits, and I was alive. You know, I was extremely tired, but I was still alive. And he looked at me, and he told me, he's like, I don't get you. He's like, I get everybody else here. I don't get you for some reason. He told me, he's like, every run you did was perfect form. Every lift was perfect form. How the hell are you 421 pounds? He couldn't understand it. And I didn't understand it too at the time. I'm like, I have no idea. That's what I'm here for. So over the weeks, he was able to dig deep and find this passion and this fire in me that I didn't even see myself in the beginning. So he was really able to draw that out of me, and I'll thank him till the day I die for that.
Mm. You know, this idea of red teams, black teams, green teams, blue teams, the team approach. How did you feel that the team approach worked towards to your advantage or not?
The team on my season, we really didn't have that many teams. We came in
right.
as individuals, and we were together as teams for 3 weeks, but they were loosely based teams. We were all kind of friends with each other in between the teams and everything. So it really wasn't an advantage for me, but you know, when they're in teams for so long, like they had been this season, you know, black versus red, you know, you have people looking out for each other. You know, you want your team to win because you don't want to see anybody go home. You know, you don't want to see yourself go home as well. So you have that type of support out there. However, when your team has to go in for a vote to vote somebody out, that can make it even more difficult because you're so attached to these people and you have to send home one of your friends and family. You know, it's very tough.
Well, I would imagine it adds a whole other dimension that you can't really even know about until you actually experience it. Have you stayed in touch with the other contestants from the season?
Oh, absolutely. I see them all the time. Actually, the winner of my season, Patrick, I saw him a couple weeks ago. We were in Chicago at the same time, so I was able to see him. Fredo from my season actually lives about a half hour away from me in Staten Island, so I see him all the time. We work out together sometimes. And I also keep in contact with people from other seasons as well. They're, they're my family, too. We're a big family, big alumni support network. I have Amanda from season 8 lives in New Jersey as well. Jen and Jay from season 11, the green team, they live about 15 minutes away from me over in West Orange. So it's really, really a big family atmosphere, and I love it. And they're going to be my friends until I'm old and gray.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Mark is going to give you some tips about what his favorite snacks are, what you can do to incorporate them into your life, and how to get off the couch and take that first walk. What's that walk going to sound like? What is the walk going to feel like? And why do you just need to do it? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. When we come back, we'll make sure you have all of Mark's information, website, Facebook, and how you can get started in changing your life. We'll be right back with the show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Wow, what a great conversation with Mark. Mark, you know, before we go ahead and to kind of wrap this up with some final tips and advice, what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
Well, I do a lot of social media, so I'm always on Facebook and Twitter. It's really easy to get a hold of me there. My Facebook is just facebook.com/BL10Mark, like Biggest Loser 10 Mark. And my Twitter is just BL Mark. Very simple. And I answer all the stuff personally, so it is me. You can also go onto my gym's website, which is ampedfitcamp.com. It's ampedfitcamp.com.
Well, this has got to be exciting for you. I mean, the way that you're living your life, the way you continue to help people. I wanted to wrap wrap this up by giving people some down-to-earth, some real tips. You mentioned a couple of protein bars earlier. You know, let's talk about, you know, some folks today, if they wanted to get out and do something, they'll get themselves a protein bar, change the way they eat today. you know, let's mention what you have found to be the best snack kinds of inspirations for yourself and available to people everywhere.
Yeah, well, what I said before with the protein bars, the best tasting one I found, and I swear by it, it's called the Ultimate Flurry Bar. They have them everywhere, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Vitamin Shoppe. I swear by them, and they're always running specials on them. You can also go on their website, which is just nutrientscience.com. They have a full other line of products, which I also use, too. But it's just finding something easy and portable like that has been a lifesaver for me because I am always on the road. Or, you know, you have people, you're going to work for X amount of hours per day. If you're in a rush, you can just grab something real easy, grab one of these protein bars, and you have it with you. So if you feel hungry in between meals, it's something easy. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to lose sleep, lose time over, I didn't prepare all my snacks for the day, because you already have this one. You know, it's just keeping it as simple as possible for yourself.
I love it. You know, when we take a look at the rise in obesity still going on in the world and the children that are affected, and I know you shared your concerns and emotions, you know, what do we need to do better from a systems level? Is it something in the school systems? I know everybody says the family. But are there other ways to go about this, in your opinion?
Well, school lunches need to change. that's the big thing. I mean, having a chocolate milk available for a child or soda available for a child at the school lunch is not the healthiest of options. You know, if a child is going to see, oh, I can have skim milk or I can have chocolate milk, what are they going to do? Of course they're going to grab the chocolate milk. So, you know, education is the key, whether, you know, it's from the family or it's from the school itself. Education, education, education. Because if the children don't know, you know, how are they going to be able to choose a healthy life for themselves? So I would love if parents and schools worked hand in hand to design, affordable and healthy school lunches for everybody.
You know, this is really kind of, I remember the school lunches that I went through, that I had growing up in New Jersey, and I can remember those, you know, back then, that, you know, what that was like for so many of us. Learning how to eat properly is confusing. It's a conundrum for a lot of folks. And what I hear you saying is that you've got to start somewhere. And if you made one or two simple changes today, get up and walk, do things differently, your life would change. You know, so often we set unrealistic goals. How important is it to set realistic goals or not?
Oh, it's extremely important, because a lot of us, myself included, used to set completely unrealistic goals that I just set myself up for failure. You know, you set these small goals for yourself, you're going to achieve these small goals, and then it's just going to become habit to you. Like, you know, for instance, going out and walking. It's just going to be a habit. Every time you have dinner, you go out for a walk. And then you can make another small change. So you really have to integrate all these things into your life, baby steps, one step at a time. And when you do that, you add up all those steps, you've got a mile already. You know, it's not like, you know, you go a couple steps here, it's a couple feet. You add them all up, you're going to hit that mile. And it's going to be much more integrated into your lifestyle than if you just try to do everything at one time.
Well, you know, this has been really an inspiring conversation with you, Mark. I mean, what's on the horizon for you? I know the Fit Camp. Where do you see that going for yourself?
Oh, I see us opening locations all across the country, hopefully, one day. We're doing very well in Vegas right now. We actually may open a second location soon there on the other side of town. And I would love to open a location maybe by the end of the year, early next year, in New York, which, you know, I'm very close to. I love New York's favorite city, greatest city in the country. And I would love to bring that type of workout and that type of education to that city.
Well, yeah, the Big Apple, you and I were born there. And so, yeah, we'd love to see that happen there. You know, Mark, it's been, you know, an incredible conversation with you. And I wanted to ask you what your personal message is. You know, what is it that you want to leave people with? And, you know, what is it that all of us need to know to support you?
The big message I tell everyone is, everyone knows how to lose weight. You know the diet and the exercise. You know the how of it. You have to look for the why. which I've said before, why are you overweight? Why did you overeat? Why do you have an unhealthy lifestyle? And once you tackle the root of the problem, everything else is going to fall into place because it's such a mental game. You fix your mind, your body will follow. I can guarantee that. I even recommend getting therapy if you really need to get to the root of the problem, but just get to the root of it. You can't put a Band-Aid on a broken bone and expect it to heal. You need to get to the root of the problem, why it happened, to prevent it from happening again and to heal properly. So that's my big message to everyone is look for the why, not the how.
Well, thank you. Let's again give out your information, how they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, and again, thank you so much for joining us here today, Mark.
Yeah, my Facebook is just facebook.com/BL10Mark. My Twitter is BLMark. My gym's website is ampsfitcamp.com. That's AMPDFitcamp. And there's a link to my email on that. My email is really easy. It's just markbiggestloser@gmail.com. So give me a shout anytime anybody needs anything. I answer everything personally.
I love it. And for those of you out there, you know, this is really the time to step up and do something. And, you know, this is the time of the year that people step out and take a walk today. Do something with your family. And, you know, as Mark said earlier in the show, let go of the judgment around yourself. You know, part of this is getting to the place where you absolutely love who you are. And it is that love and that motivation that moves you forward. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on the Dr. Pat Show. I wanted to also let you know that you can sign up for our newsletter and find out about all of our guests way ahead of time and the special offers and the special things we're doing by going simply to thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. The message I want to leave you with is I watched my sister die 450 pounds laying on a hospital floor because the staff couldn't turn her over to give her the oxygen she needed. And no one deserves to die like that. And I want to say to all of you, you deserve to live your finest moment. Take back your life. Do what Mark did, and let us do this together. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. Kathy HappyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.